It's time for Mighty Winds of Praise with Pastor David Tucker, a media ministry of the Rushing Wind Church of God.
Who am I that you are mindful of me?
Contact Pastor Tucker at rwcogpastor@gmail.com. That's rwcogpastor@gmail.com. Or through the website, www.rushingwindchurch.com. And now, with today's message, here's Pastor David Tucker on VOTL Radio.
Well, praise the Lord. This is Pastor David Tucker, and I want to thank you for joining us today. I'm so excited about what God is doing in our church, and I'm so proud and glad to be able to share with you just a little bit of it. I want to take you now into one of our services so that you can hear part of a message preached by retired pastor J.P. Sims. I hope you enjoy it and that you will let us know by contacting us through our website. The announcer will give you at the end of this broadcast. God bless you is our prayer.
She's not a real nice lady. And she wasn't even supposed to be talking to Jesus. But you see, Jesus started the conversation. Amen? And he says to her, I'll give you to drink and you'll never thirst again. Greg, I've drank from that same well. Woo! Somebody say praise the Lord. Y'all know me. You either get with me or I'll do it all by myself. You'll be with me in a minute, won't you? And she was the first lady evangelist. Took off back to town. Some see the man who told me everything I ever did. And Jesus moved on and went on a little bit further, and he come across a man who, noble man, whose son was sick. And the noble man said, My son is sick. Would you come and heal him? And Jesus said, go thy way. He liveth. I like that, don't you? No big to-do about it. He lives. And so the man on the way home running to his servant, said, "Woo, your son's alive." Isn't that great? I know what it is for the doctor to come in and say, Mr. Sims, your son is alive. Because they had to operate on him without putting him to sleep. And they took me to the other end of the hospital. But they forgot between I left him and got to the other end of the hospital, I encountered a whole bunch of angels on the way. Amen. Because my son had went through a glass door. Remember the story? And I had to reach in that glass door and pick him up off that door, Jimmy, and put my fingers in the holes in his chest and drive 45 miles to the hospital. Because I'd take my fingers out and he'd go, glug, 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 glug. And I'd put my fingers back in them holes. Amen. But from one end of the hospital to the other end, I met Jesus. He said, your son's going to live. Amen. He went a little bit farther. Oh, somebody just worship me. I feel the presence of God. See, in the meantime, Jesus said, except ye see signs and wonders. And so many people are looking for a sign. They don't believe the sign. Mm-hmm.
That's right.
Listen to me. I believe the Jesus himself could come right down through that ceiling and they'd wonder what kind of magic trick the pastor has pulled now.
That's right.
Come on. Preacher, you're speaking foolishness. No, except ye see signs and wonders, you will not believe. But the key is not have seen Jesus, but it's the key is that those that believe that have not seen Jesus. But I like what he said in chapter 5. They brought to him a man that had had an infirmity for 38 years. And Jesus looked at that man and said, "Do you want to be healed?" Some of you hadn't got it yet. You see, I was sitting in a Shambach meeting one night, and Shambach looked at a person and said, "Do you," you remember how he talked, "do you want to be healed?" And the person said, "Well, why do you think I'm here?" And Shambach said, "You don't want to be healed. You got the wrong attitude. But you see, this healing that's taking place here is more than about the condition of the man. The healing that God is doing," you don't sit down. "The healing that God is doing, that Jesus is doing here, is going far beyond the physical. The healing that Jesus wants to do is going beyond the mental. It's going beyond the spiritual. Because he said later on, be made whole." Whole goes beyond physical. Am I speaking the truth? Whole goes beyond the mental. You see, I believe when God gets a hold of us, he gets a hold of all of us. All of me. He don't do a halfway job. He does an entire, complete job. And I told people, I don't know how God heals. He heals people the same way he makes people. I don't know how he makes the sun to rise, the oceans to shift. Amen? I don't know how he could breathe into me and I become a living soul. I don't know how years later the Holy Spirit could breathe in me and I become another living soul. Woo! I just got that one. And see, we miss it sometimes. We miss it a lot of times. Because our attention is on everything but what God is trying to do. But listen to me tonight. We need to get our attention off of what's after service. We need to get our attention off of what tomorrow's going to be. Because the God of today is still the God of tomorrow. Amen. And when you hear somebody say, "God don't move the way he used to do," you need to say, "I will not accept that curse." I know what I'm talking about. I've stood right here, pastor, and had people tell me, "God don't move in this new church like he moved back there in the fellowship hall when that was the church." You remember that? Amen. "God don't move in this church the way he did." And I said, "Well, let's burn this part down and go back there then. Because there's only one God and he can only move one place." Come on. Come on. Amen. Let's don't stay. I don't want to be where God's not. I said, but why can't we get together and go back there and coach God to come out here? I said, that's not the problem. The problem is you've got your attention off of the master and you've got your attention on everything else. You got your attention on politics and you got your attention on somebody that's not doing what you think they are to do. You got your attention on the pastor eating a piece of candy. And I said, well, would you rather me just breathe on you when I got nasty breath, or you want me to eat a mint before I pray for you? You want it, aren't you? He's ready. I'm going to have to stay away from you. But we all go through it. Sometimes life deals some hard blows. Sometimes we simply do not understand. You remember the song, I don't need to understand. What's that, Pastor? Just need to hold on to His hand. Because He said He'd never leave me nor forsake me. He said He'd be with me all the way. You know how far that is? I don't know either. But it's a long, long way. He said He'd be with me. He's going to stick to me closer than a brother. Amen. Don't have no brothers, but I got a sister and she don't stick too close. But I got a brother sitting on the right hand of the Father. Oh, and I can hear him say, Father, that pastor down there has just told JP to preach again, and you know he needs our help. That pastor can talk about my hanky, but I seen him waving his hanky this morning. Oh, hallelujah. Let me tell you, it may be in the hanky. I heard my brother say when I put that hanky on him, woo, that poison started coming out of his body. Is that right? Did I speak the truth? Some of y'all don't understand. You ought to come on Wednesday night. Lift your hand and just wave it before the Lord. Solomon said, a downcast spirit dries up my bones. You know something that just really aggravates me is be around somebody that's always down. They're so far down, they crawl under a snake's belly just to get where they're wanting to go. They're so far down, can't nobody pick them up. Amen. And the more you pray for them, the more down they get. Yep. The more you speak the word to them, the more down they get. Come on. And I say, Lord, there's got to be an intervention here somewhere. I'm going to start preaching to them. I'm going to start speaking the word to them. One way or the other, I'm going to use the Holy Spirit to reach down into that pit and start picking them up. You see, I don't want to hang around with the gainsayers. But what I have to do, Pastor, start preaching the word to them. Speaking the word to them. Amen. Don't ignore them. Speak the word to them. Don't get on the other side of the street when you see them coming. Wait for them to get there and start speaking the word to them. Can you say praise the Lord? Amen. And that's what we need to do. When you get around the gainsayers and when you get around the liars, just say, hang on. Here comes one now. I'm ready. I've got my feet planted. I've got the Spirit and the Holy Word in my heart because I'm getting ready to speak some truth to that person that's coming my way. Woo! And we forget it. Thy word have I hid in my heart that I can speak it to some that come my way. Hallelujah. We can have a downcast spirit. I don't have time for a downcast spirit. Joe and I don't have time for a downcast spirit. Rest of you, tote that thing around if you want to. Oh, Lord. Paul said, I have been beaten with a cat of nine tails. I've been stoned Two times. I've been shipwrecked. I've been snake bit. I've been in prison more than once. And Pastor, I've been in that prison he was in. I've sat in the very place where he sat. Come on. And I said, Lord, really wasn't very smart back in them days. I said, Lord, use me like you used Paul. Then all of a sudden I thought about that. And I said, on second thought, Lord, if you can skip some of that, I would really appreciate it. Amen. But he said, I've sat in prison. But it didn't stop there. But this I know in whom I have believed. Is any believers in the house tonight? And he is able to keep that which I have committed unto him against that great day. Paul went on to say the sufferings of this present world are not worthy to be compared with the glory that's going to be revealed to us. Oh, can you say praise the Lord? Listen to what Isaiah said. Oh, you afflicted one. Isaiah 54 and 11. Oh, ye afflicted one. There's a lot of people with afflictions. Self-inflicted. Poor old me. I'm going to stay under this dark cloud because the brothers and sisters will get in there with me and stay under the cloud with me. Not me. Because I'm a part of the light. And when the light gets in the darkness, it dispels the darkness. You want to know why friends and neighbors no longer want to have anything to do with you? Because when your light comes in, it dispels their darkness. It starts revealing their sins. And they don't like what they see. So in order to keep the light out, they keep the door shut. Amen. Listen to me. This may hurt. Y'all judge me later, but you know, I really don't care. There was a lot of disciples walked with Jesus. And they didn't like what Jesus was doing. And they left. Is that true? Did Jesus start whining and complaining and moaning and turned around to the rest of them and said, I can't believe they left. What is wrong? Well, they weren't worth anything anyway. But Jesus said, will you go also? And Peter said, where were we going to go? When you've been in the light, why you won't go back to the darkness? Amen. When you walked in the truth, why you want to walk in a lie? When you've been in the... He's just waiting me to turn him loose. Tossed with the tempest and not comforted. Behold. I will lay your stones with colorful gems and lay your foundations with sapphires. Let me give you the Texas version of that. Are you ready? Upon this rock I'll build my church, and the gates of hell cannot prevail against it. Amen. Oh, hallelujah. I am the church. Amen. I know y'all thought I was going to go to Revelation and get in that, but I'm not going to go there. I'm going to tell you, he said, I built my church. That's JP. I've set JP on this rock. And come hell or high water, and all the breeze, and the tornado, and the hurricane, and the gainsayers, and the liars, I'm still standing on the rock, hallelujah, because like Paul, I know my Redeemer liveth. And on that day, I'm going to hear him say, well done, thou good and faithful servant. You've carried JP long enough. Here, bub, have a new name. My new name may be David. Amen. Won't be Greg, because I don't think that name be in heaven. You'll have a new name. Amen. But listen to me. God is still in control. And he said, I've laid a foundation. You see, there's people wanting to tear you up. Shut you down. Shut you up. There's people wanting to shut this church down. Amen. But see, we just forget. If we put the candle out here, it'll just pop up somewhere else. And if we quench the spirit here, he'll just move down the street. Amen. And so what we need to do and learn is, no matter what happens, the glory is going to keep emitting from the church. This church. Amen. If you don't like it, go find a dead one. Uh-oh, shouldn't have said that. You can find one where there's no glory. You can find one where there's no prayer. You can find one where some of the people are not getting together on Sunday afternoon and praying. You can get together where some radicals, not going to mention any names, have started a prayer meeting. That's radical, isn't it? It's time for radical. It's radical time. And all we want to do I got it in the bag. You see what people want to do, Pastor? They say the box. I say the ball. They want to keep you in your little ball. But all of a sudden, you know what happened last year? Brother Sims went to Cambodia and the ball got bigger. You know what happened? Some of the people got a wild idea. We're going to start ministering and giving them food. We shouldn't be doing that. Whoop. Wait a minute. Yes, we should. Whoop. Well, I don't like it. Whoop. But we're not through yet. All of a sudden, that wild preacher, JP, he started working in the swim ministry. Whoop! And somebody came up and told me, not from here, but from somewhere else, aren't you getting old too old for that? Yeah. Whoop! Whoop! And then he got an idea. Get your eldest grandson and take him to... Where are we going, Preston? I just want to make sure he knows where we're going. Would you really take him down there? In a heartbeat. Amen. Why? I'm going to tell you why. Tina, are you listening to me? When he gets back, he's going to be a different man. Then this guy, help me with his name, come up with. Let's go down to the enemy's camp.
Yes, sir.
Let's go right down. Let's go right down to hell.
Yes, sir. Come on.
Been down there. And let's preach to those right in hell. And this guy had the idea, well, maybe I can get somebody in this dead rushing wind church to go with me. That's what I hear people say. That's not my opinion. And all of a sudden, whoop.
Amen.
And somebody says, I don't believe all of that stuff is God. Whoop. Well, wait a minute. What? You see what's going on? There's a heartbeat going on. Woo! Somebody say, praise the Lord. And I had a man tell me about 10 years ago. The church had voted. Remember this? Remember, you know the name? We had a picture hanging up there. You probably remember the picture. Some of you remember the picture of Jesus. The picture was 30-something years old. Dirty, faded, nasty. And I didn't have anything to do with it. Somebody said, let's take that picture down. I said, vote on it. So the church voted on it. Is that true? And they said, let's take it down, get a cross. And the man come to me and said, down come the picture. Whoop. In fact, he went to your church a couple of times, didn't he? And every time, everywhere he went, he tried to bring oppression. Am I speaking the truth? Because it's got to be my way or the highway. And we all know it's not my way. It's His way. And He said, I'm wanting to expand. I'm wanting to expand. Oh, hallelujah. And we're just now getting a hold of the highways and the byways. We're just now beginning to realize God said, I have brought rushing wind out from under the dark cloud. There's a new day, a dawn. This I'm doing is a new. And whenever He said to us, do you want to be healed? We heard our pastor say, yes, we want it next. We want to be healed in the name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Oh, somebody needs to praise the Lord with me. I want to be healed. Hallelujah. He has laid the foundation. I said He has laid the foundation. No man can build on it except Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. My Lord and my Savior. The church of Jesus Christ is more precious than rubies. The church of Jesus Christ is more precious than the stone. Here it is. The church is glorious. And you listen to me. We may try to suppress it. Huh? And when we try to suppress it, He'll move us out.
Yes, amen.
Woo! Did you hear what I just said? If somebody tries to suppress His church, watch out. Preston, you want to walk with me tonight? Then run, son. Don't walk. Let me say it again. We try to suppress it. Somebody tries to suppress it. He'll just say, be gone. I don't care if it's you. I don't care if it's me. I don't care if it's you. He said, I am going to raise me up a people that's going to worship me. Woo! I'm going to raise me up a people where I can do miracles.
Yeah.
Amen. And we're not miracle-seeking people. We're a God-seeking people. But I want miracles in the name of Jesus. I want a miracle to take place. And they are taking place. Stay with me, son. Come on. Amen. And an outsider will come in. And I'm not bringing judgment on you. Don't thank you. We'll get somebody to come in to preach. And they'll bring suppression. Get it up where they can see it. But the pastor, no, I've been there. We'll start praying. And he'll pray some more. And he'll get the sister to pray. And he'll nudge Brother Sim. And he'll nudge Brother Greg. And the pastor will say, "Where's my prayer warriors?" And you know what happened? The suppressor will be suppressed. And you say, "Praise the Lord. We're going to have a good time down there, aren't we?" We don't know what's going to happen, but we're going to have a good time. See, it's a glorious church.
Hallelujah.
Without spot or wrinkle.
Amen.
Hold it up. We're His children. We're glorious children. You see, His presence rained down in the temple. Fasten your seatbelt. His church is greater than the temple. Only one person can go in and see the presence of God in the temple. But He said, "Hold on, I'm going to Calvary. And when I die, the way's going to be opened into the holies of holies." You don't have to go by the lavender basin anymore. Whew. But you do got to go by the blood. Oh, you got to go by the sacrifice. Because it's a glorious church. You're not Ruby because Ruby's not here tonight. You may be sapphire. Maybe a diamond in the rough. Maybe a lump of coal, but I'm on the way to diamond. Oh, hallelujah. Woo! Somebody, oh, isn't this good? Isn't this good? Don't leave me now. I need to lean on you. Somebody just lift your hand and say, "God, I'm here. I'm a part of this glorious church." Listen. He said, the veil was ripped in two. You know what that allowed me to do? I can go into the presence of God. I can come out of the presence of God. I can go back in the presence of God. Oh, and I can come back out of the presence of God. But I figured it this way. I go in the presence of God. And when I come out, the angel comes right along with me. And just kind of, he come with me. And just kind of tickles me a little bit. And says, "JP, you're still in the presence of God." And you know who has to pay for it? Sister Bertie. Amen. Oh. I'm going to tell you something you don't know. You may know it, but you don't want to admit it. I'm going to tell you a secret. Didn't even know you had a secret, did you? He didn't ask me to preach because he was tired. Because I'm a preacher. No matter how tired I am, when the Spirit of the Lord comes on me, I can leap a wall and run through a troop. Comforters come who I will send unto you. From where? Who?
Father.
The Father. Even the Spirit of truth which proceedeth.
Father.
He shall do what?
Testify.
Do what?
Testify.
Of whom?
Me.
Woo! He will not glorify Himself, nor speak of Himself, but He will speak of Jesus Christ and Him crucified.
You know what that causes me to do? I can go in and I can come out. Come on. You going with me? Woo! I can go in and I can come out. You know what, Pastor? There's too many going out and not coming back in. Oh, and you hear him say once again, will you go also? But Master, where are we going to go? You have the gifts of eternal life. Where else can we go for eternal life? I can't go back to what I used to be. I can't go over there to the priest. I can't go over there to the court. I've got to go to Jesus Christ, and in Him and Him alone is eternal life. Hallelujah. And we have to get this into our picture and get it into our mind. But listen. Give me another one. Trust in the Lord. And do what? Then you will dwell
in that land.
It's time for some dwelling.
Amen. Come on.
Don't want to dwell. I want the pastor to do the dwelling.
No.
I want to do the shout. I don't want to have to lay before the Lord. I thought, sure, when I got through pastoring, my laying before the Lord was over. And it's about tripled. Listen. When the liar comes and whispers in your ear, all his little demons and say, we got Preston. But wait a minute. I even got your testimony. But hear Preston say, devil, what did he say?
Liar.
I got a mom and daddy praying for me. Listen to them. I got a mamma and papa that laying before the Lord. But most of all, my brother is at the right hand of the Father. Woo! Dance a little bit right now. Come on, amen. Satan said, I'm going to take you, Brian. He already got you going down, hadn't he? Hadn't said a word. He's already going down. Come on. Well, don't stand back there. Come up here and me. People want to see if you can handle it. I'm taking your glory. I'm taking your home. I'm taking your family. But you got a mom and daddy to help on to a little girl. Don't leave me yet, brother. Are you with me?
Amen.
See, the devil wants to keep you under that dark cloud. I'm going to work you so hard you'll never get to church. You'll never feel the presence of God. But you know what? Somebody said to you, I can go out and I can come in. I've got a pastor praying for me. I've got a mom and dad praying for you. Now listen to me. I don't know if you ever told him this or not. But your little baby used to come see me. Did you ever tell him that? Sitting right over her. Y'all remember when she used to come and talk to me about you? She'd say, my daddy.
That's right.
I didn't laugh at her.
No.
I didn't make fun of her. I said, baby, it's going to be all right. Am I speaking the truth, D? Amen. And people look at me. I know people looked at me. How come you talking that little baby like that? Because God said, and the little children shall lead them. Woo! Give me my thing before you break it. You hold it for a while. Glory! I'm telling you, you don't have to stay under that cloud. You! I'm talking to you. You see me? You don't have to stay under that cloud.
Amen.
When I tell you to turn around, won't you go like that? When I tell you to. And your cloud's gone. Do you believe? I can't hear you. Got my hearing aids in. Say it again. Right now. Lift your hands and receive it in the name of Jesus. You're not going to squeeze it down low, are you? Give your burdens to the Lord. He'll take care of you. He will not allow the godly to slip off that rock. Some of you don't understand it yet. Master, I feel like I'm slipping, but you hadn't slipped yet. Master, I feel like I've gone the last mile. Well, you hadn't got there yet. Master, I'm tired of all of this. Don't worry about it. Look up. Redemption draweth nigh. In the moment. In the twinkling of an eye. Somebody raise your head and just wave it before the Lord. Where's my clicker? Job said, I love this. He will deliver you in six troubles. What'd you say? What did he say? See, you can't leave yay out. Yay says, listen to me. There in seven, there shall no evil touch you. Let me give you a hint right here. When Jesus said, or when they asked Jesus, how many times do we have to forgive? What did he say?
Over and over and over. Seventy times seven.
Well, what does that mean?
A lot.
Whoa, what did you say? Continually.
Amen.
That's what this means. That don't mean just get in trouble seven times and you gone. You history. If that was true, me and you both would be gone. Amen. But he said, no matter, he'll deliver you. Wait a minute. Tina, I think, don't we sing a song? And he'll do it again.
Amen.
You come up here and get ready. Come get ready. No, to play the piano. Don't we sing a song that says, and he'll do it again. Watch this.
Yep.
And we can go in.
Yep. Yep.
And we can go out.
Yep.
Woo! And we can go in.
That's right.
And we can...
Yep.
I'm feeling it. And we can go back out. But I can stand in the presence of God.
Yeah.
I've been by Calvary.
Yep, that's right.
Been washed in the blood.
Yeah.
Oh, amen.
I've been redeemed.
Yeah.
been set free.
Amen.
I know what I was.
Yeah.
I know what I am.
Yeah.
And I know what I'm going to be like.
Yeah.
Because he said I'm going to be like him. Woo! Can you say praise? Oh, come on, wave your hand again. Oh, and he, what did he say? He said, and he'll do it again. He'll do it again. What was the next line? Just take a look. Woo! Get that microphone back there.
Lord of glory.
This has been the broadcast time of the Rushing Wind Church of God with Pastor David Tucker from Owensboro, Kentucky. You may contact Pastor Tucker by emailing rwcogpastor@gmail.com. That's rwcogpastor@gmail.com. Or through the website www.rushingwindchurch.com. That's rushingwindchurch.com. Or write to P.O. Box 22415, Owensboro, Kentucky. The zip code is 42304. Again, that's P.O. Box 22415, Owensboro, Kentucky. The zip code 42304. And again, the website rushingwindchurch.com. Thanks for listening to Mighty Winds of Praise with Pastor David Tucker on VOTL Radio.